This is TurnbuckleTrash.net. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
I love video games and pro wrestling.
With three fans who know how to talk some trash.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess it's time to take out the trash.
Hi everyone, it's Dave Denton flying solo this week on Turnbuckle Trash, but we do have a special guest that will be joining us in just a few minutes. That special guest, Manny Smith of Devotion Championship Wrestling out of Salt Lake City. They've got a huge week happening this week with one of the big stars from Impact and All Elite Wrestling. And then Manny's going to make a special announcement for the month of October that if you live in Idaho, Nevada, Salt Lake City, Utah, Colorado, you're going to want to write down this information. That's coming up when we talk to Manny in just a few minutes. Like I said, I am flying solo today. I was supposed to be talking to Christopher Evans about right now, but his side business that he does where he actually gets paid, isn't that a novel concept, is doing some things tonight, and he's actually expanding his business, so we excuse him. And we also excuse Zane, who is taking care of some matters with his family and also with his job. Well, since I'm basically unemployed, retired, and loving it, I've got some news for you before we get into Manny Smith. The biggest news in the wrestling world, I think, for this week, and then for the entire year, as far as I'm concerned, so far, this is the biggest story of the year. Pandemic, smimic, getting back on the road, don't care. This one tops them all. The release of Wyndham Rotunda. You're saying, who is this Rotunda character? Well, let me inform you. Husky Harris. Remember him? Do you remember Bray Wyatt? Do you remember The Fiend? Yeah, they're all the same. Wyndham Rotunda, legal name, and he is going to be cut from the WWE. I know the wrestling world has really been taken to social media talking about the speculation of why the WWE has cut Rotunda after all this 12 years that he's been with the business and some of the most creative characters. I mean, the Wyatt family was incredible. And then when he went away and he comes back as Bray Wyatt in the Firefly Funhouse, one of my favorite gimmicks of the past 10 years. Loved that. And that has kind of morphed into Alexa's Playhouse. But you're saying, what are they going to do now that Bray Wyatt is no longer involved? And since he created the Firefly Funhouse, what's going to happen to Alexa's Playhouse? Evidently, nothing. Yeah, not a thing, because remember, he was working for the WWE. They put the copyrights on it, and they can use the music and everything that Bray Wyatt was working for them when they copyrighted it. That's the way it goes, guys. That's the way it goes in industry of any type. Intellectual property sometimes does get copyrighted by the company you're working for at the time. And some say that's a good thing. Some say not so good. So why did the WWE cut Bray Wyatt after all this time? A lot of speculation. There was speculation that he had some medical issues that he was dealing with. There are other speculations that he was taking the death of his friend John Huber, better known as Brody Lee, very hard. Bray Wyatt also and his wife JoJo recently had a baby. Some other speculation is that he's expressed concerns over creative issues with the WWE. And then there's other speculation that Bray Wyatt might be going into a different business mode with his real-life brother you know as Bo Dallas. So he was previously released this year, and now they might be going into some sort of business together. So, news today at the USA and Fox Network, they are expressing some concerns over the loss of Bray Wyatt. Now, why? Because when Bray would come back to TV, there was a bump in the ratings. Also, Bray Wyatt, The Fiend, the Firefly Funhouse, one of the best-selling merchandise agreements over the last few years. I have two Firefly Funhouse t-shirts, and I have Bray Wyatt action figures, also him dressed up as Bray Wyatt in The Fiend. It's all just amazing stuff, and I have collected this because I just love the character myself. Now, think of this. The WWE owns the copyrights to The Fiend, the Firefly Funhouse gimmick, the music, and everything. So what's going to happen to Alexa Smith and Alexa's Playground? You know, they recently have announced that Alexa is got a sidekick now. The little doll, who freaky looking? Yeah, that is selling also merchandise very well. Since the WWE has the trademark and the copyright, looks like that's still going to be happening in the works for the WWE, at least for the short time. Alexa Bliss actually went to Twitter and expressed her thanks to Bray Wyatt for working with her on this very creative venture they went in together for the Firefly Funhouse, and some of the best stuff I have seen. Very entertaining, very out-of-the-box thinking for the WWE, especially with the WWE out-of-the-box thinking. Usually it doesn't go hand-in-hand with the WWE, but they did. They let him do that, and I thought it was just great. Now, also, today, another shocking development about another release. Now, it's not a talent that's inside the ring, but he's a talent that everyone knows. Released today, on Monday, August the 2nd, Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, styling and profiling like only he can do, the member of the Four Horsemen, and I'm showing my Four Horsemen sign right now. So, he's no longer with the WWE. He's a free agent. What is he going to do? Speculation, they might have a reunion of the Four Horsemen on, yeah, you guessed it, AEW. But remember, usually they have those 90-day non-compete clauses. So how long is it going to take? We don't know. Another thing that came out in the news today was that Adam Cole, bye-bye, one of my favorites since his day in ROH, has recently released that his contract is expiring after SummerSlam weekend. A lot of people speculated his contract lasted until 2024. Adam Cole, baby, might become a free agent. I would love to see him in All Elite if he doesn't stay with the WWE and NXT, or maybe get called up to one of the other shows. So a lot of things are going on in the world of professional wrestling. But I got to get back to this thing with Bray Wyatt. How many of you, when the Firefly Funhouse would come up, when he'd say, "Hi, boys and girls," and he would wave, did you wave back? I did. Let me see if I can get my wife. My wife!
Yes!
Did you wave back when Bray Wyatt would wave?
Absolutely!
What about when Alexa Bliss waves?
Definitely.
Definitely. That's my wife, Teresa. I love the gimmick. I'm really sad to say he's not coming back to the WWE at this time. Now, with all the news about USA Network and Fox Network getting involved and asking questions about this, just don't be surprised if something happens, another signing fairly soon, and either he goes to the AEW or WWE, and also don't be surprised if he's just had enough of the wrestling business and he decides to go away. But he will always leave us with things like the Muscle Man Dance. Great stuff. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Manny Smith of Devotion Championship Wrestling. It's a huge week for Devotion Championship Wrestling and in the state of Utah, because one of the big names in professional wrestling is coming here. Plus, we're going to talk about wrestling tryouts for Impact. Then We also have a huge announcement by Manny Smith himself about something coming in the month of October to Salt Lake City. So if you're a Utah wrestling fan, you're going to just absolutely go crazy over this announcement by Manny Smith. But I thought right now I would kind of just say goodbye to one of my favorites in the WWE. This just makes me sad. Goodbye to Bray Wyatt.
Have missed you. Aww. But I knew that we would be back together again someday. I saw it in my dreams. This is the Firefly Funhouse. Yeah. And my name is Bray Wyatt.
Yowie wowie.
I'll always light the way. And all you have to do is let me in.
Yowie wowie.
Besides, I'm really sorry for what I did. I mean, all of you forgive me, right?
Fine. Yowie wowie.
He's got the hole in his head. He's got the hole in his head. He's got the hole. In his head, he's got the whole world in his head.
Yowie wowie!
A guy like Bray Wyatt, it won't be long before it's Bray Wyatt versus the world. And at that point, the world's not going to have a chance. See?
That's all the time we have for today. But remember, my Fireflies, as always, I'll light the way, and all you have to do is let me in.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Hi, this is Dave Denton. Let my voice go to work for you. It's davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. And you can hear samples of my on-air work and also some of the commercials I've done over the years. And while you're there, check out my other podcast, which is called Radio Guy Reflections. There's pictures from some of my career and more, all at daysvoiceworks.com. Daysvoiceworks.com, spell works, W-O-R-X.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Wait for the signal. Wait for it. Let's go.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
It's Dave once again. This is Turnbuckle Trash, and I am so proud to have on the other end of the phone, actually in North Carolina, and it's not James Christopher Evans. This is Manny Smith of Devotion Championship Wrestling. Manny, thanks so much for joining us on Turnbuckle Trash as you get ready for a show on Friday night.
Thanks for having me again, Dave. It's always fun being on the show.
It is. It's such a blast, and you guys are doing so well. Before we get talking about Salt Lake City and what you're going to be doing with Devotion Championship Wrestling, you are on the road right now in, I'm trying to remember the name of the town, but you're getting ready for a show on Friday night. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. We got a Nightmare Factory live show out of Burlington, North Carolina. So we just checked in the town here just barely, as a matter of fact. So
who's traveling with you today?
Just me and Rekha today, mainly because we're coming from Charlotte, where she was actually wrestling on Wrestle AEW last night. So you'll see an upcoming match of hers on Dark on Tuesday, I believe. So.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait to see. Every time you guys appear on Dark, I'm making sure I'm watching it, man. So you're getting ready for this show in North Carolina with the Nightmare Factory. I wanted to talk to you about how you and Rekha got involved with some of your training there with this new wrestling school, but wow, is it getting very popular with the wrestlers itself. The Nightmare Academy, Cody Rhodes, you're being trained by some of the big names, including, should I call him QT Marshall or Marshall?
QT Marshall.
QT Marshall. So how's that going, Manny?
It's going good, man. It's been a life-changing event for sure for both of us. But I mean, it's just it's been a rewarding experience as well, because traveling to this area has opened up a lot of opportunity, not only for Rekha but myself as well. The training just, it's top-notch. I mean, the Nightmare Factory is proving why it's the number one school, and not just in the country but in the entire world.
Now, you and Rekha both have performed on AEW Dark. I remember that match you had. That had to be something to go against one of the big names in the industry right now.
So my match is actually against Matt Sydal.
Ah, that's right, Matt. I forgot about that. Go ahead.
But it was actually, it's cool though, because man, I remember when Sydal was in WWE, and I remember my son, Kid Ref. He was still so young. He's probably about 1 year old about the time. But he had an Evan Bourne action figure. Man, that kid was always playing with it, like, every single day. It came full circle, to be able to, hey, look, I was able to wrestle one of your favorites. And when he watched the match, he was so proud. And, in my opinion, the match could have been so much better. But, it's you live and you learn. It's the experience that matters.
And that's the thing that you're getting in a tremendous experience and training. Who else have you been in the ring with? Not necessarily, in the competition, but with the training. Yeah, can you give me a few of those names?
So the school is ran by Cody QT and Ray Lloyd, who's Glacier from WCW.
Oh yeah.
So those are the three trainers there, and you have, the thing is, with being within that facility, you have names popping in and out. So every now and then you get Ernest the Cat Miller who pops in. We had Arn Anderson pop in the other day. There's a couple other big names that I can't mention, but they all just kind of pop in every now and then. All the people you see on Dark Elevation, they all train out of there, So it's basically the official, unofficial school for AEW, if you want to say it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if your goal is to make it there, I mean, obviously you want to train under these guys because they're putting the mold together of what it takes to be an AEW star. So, that's the major hiccup right there. Is you want to go to AEW, this is where you got to be, type deal.
And Rekha is there, your wife, and she's also training too, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
She's kicking ass, man.
Oh, didn't she wrestle against Thunder Rosa?
Yep, she wrestled Thunder Rosa.
And she, it was Sheeta that she also wrestled against. I remember that one.
Yep.
How's her training coming?
She's doing good. She's in there every day. She's actually officially in Cody's camp right now. So she's doing the beginner's class with Cody.
Uh-huh.
But she's kind of there more helping the other girls evolve. So it's kind of, I don't know if I'm supposed to say it too much, but like she's kind of help coaching them, if you per se, I don't know if you watched Sammy Guevara's vlog, but they did a little skit where they were doing the whole Nightmare Factory jackets, and she was actually in the room with Cody coaching the promos. So.
Oh, I remember that. That's so cool. And so let's talk a little bit about your training. Now, I've noticed a huge difference in your body over the last year through the pictures you put on Facebook. Your arms, your shoulders, your neck, you've really been putting some time with the weight room, haven't you?
Oh yeah, man! The weight rooms became my new religion, pretty much. But it's like you can't cheat the grind. I mean, I work out twice a day, and people don't know that. But I mean, it's once in the morning and once before we actually train. With the guys in the in ring. So in ring you're training three times a day. But I mean, it's not even just in the weights that are doing it. It's just what you're eating, what you're putting on your plate. Are you consuming enough protein? Are you getting enough of your amino acids? So it's a whole deal that I changed. I used to be pretty like, I love burnt cheeseburgers, so I just always eat a lot of cheeseburgers every day, you know? Can't do that anymore, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's one of the big differences in professional wrestling right now, is you guys that are the performers, you're bigger into nutrition. There's not as much of a drug problem, an alcohol problem, as there at one time was. I'm sure there's still some issues there. But overall, the performers are starting to watch what they eat and watch what they do to make sure they get enough rest and taking care of their bodies more, because you guys really have the grind going on.
100%. Yep. Because, I mean, it's, you only get one vehicle through life, man, and it's, you got to treat it as if, you got to treat it as a car, you know? You don't go then, you don't go put bad oil in your car or bad fluids in your car. You want to keep your car running as long as possible. It's a similar thing to nutrition, you know? You want to make sure you're consuming the, your protein shakes. You want to make sure you're eating your steaks, your chicken. And that's one of the things, one of the blessings we have out of the Nightmare Factory is Carolyn, who's actually QT's wife, she designates an individual meal plan for us all that we all follow, you know, each and every day. So it's like, when you come to Nightmare, you're getting the whole package. You're not just getting wrestling training, but you're getting weightlifting and nutrition, you know, so.
I wish I had learned that lesson about nutrition about 30 or 40 years ago, because I, you know, I went to physical therapy this morning after the, breaking the bone in my back from a fall. So, you know, I, being as big as I am, and I'm a large guy, I wish I'd learned that lesson a little bit sooner, but yeah, I got to talk to you a little bit more about Doc Gallows. Now, Doc Gallows, Impact, he does, is he still doing stuff for New Japan and,
yeah, man. Yep.
And he's everywhere. And I think the big news out of the last month was there's kind of an agreement between all these different companies that are, you know, not as big as the WWE, but Impact, ROH, AAA, and AEW are working together to bring some of these great stars that we can see on AEW and everywhere else. I think that's tremendous, man.
Yeah, no, that's wrestling right now is in a hot phase, especially with the pandemic coming towards an end. You know, the crowds are coming back. You know, you're seeing a lot of these companies put forth together. I mean, we watched Impact Wrestling last week. You've seen Jay White show up, you know what I mean, from New Japan.
That's awesome.
And it's just like, it's that shock factor. Is like, you never know who's going to show up anywhere, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, Gallows, he was here at AEW last night, you know? So, I mean, and he's on Impact Wrestling tonight. So, it's like, he's the dude's everywhere. And that's, you know, I'm glad to call this guy my friend, and I'm glad to have him come to Salt Lake City, because that's one of the things with this whole venture. Me, is I always live the mindset, if I eat, we all eat. So I'm bringing all the stars to Utah in that sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you're with Devotion Championship Wrestling. And we've talked about All Elite Wrestling, but you're also doing work with – you're doing some Impact stuff too, aren't you? What is that situation with Impact and you?
I'm just kind of here if they need me, you know. I mean, I've wrestled the last two matches. One was against Malice, and then the last one was actually against Big Cass. So it's, you know –
Yeah, you took a nasty little clothesline from Big Cass, man. that looked nasty.
He's a larger-than-life character, man. That dude is something, especially, you know, the way he's changed his life around and the way he looks now. And he looks magnificent, you know?
Yeah, he does. And, I got to say this. He was one of my favorites, he and Enzo both. And I was so sad to hear when he had the alcohol problems and the other issues he had. So I'm really glad to hear that he's getting his life back together. But let's get to Doc Gallows and his promotion. Let's talk about the promotion that you and Rekha perform at in Georgia for him. What's it called?
Yeah, so Lariata Pro. It's that's kind of Gallows's baby right now here. He's the kind of trying to rebuild the culture of Georgia wrestling, and man, these shows are freaking hot. They're talking about sellouts every time they have every town they go into, they have a sellout. It's freaking ridiculous.
Wow. Is that the one that's going to be on WTBS? Because I saw that they're bringing wrestling back to TBS.
To
Channel 17, not TBS. Channel 17 out of Atlanta.
Out of Atlanta? That one could be I think that one's Championship Wrestling from Atlanta.
Okay. I get confused here every once in a while. So.
Yeah, and I'm doing some work with them, too. So you'll see some things coming out of that one pretty soon, too. So.
Dude, you're working everywhere.
Gotta stay busy, man.
I just am so proud. And when you give a message to Rekha, tell her I've just noticed the improvement in her ring presence. And also her performance, I've noticed a big, big, and she's got this presence when she does that big growl. You can hear the crowd just get into what she's doing. And you've improved your work so much, and your body is just looking fantastic. But let's talk about Devotion Championship Wrestling in Salt Lake City. You've got a huge weekend coming up where Impact Wrestling is going to invade Salt Lake City, and Doc Gallows is going to be there. Who else is going to be there with you, man?
We got the EV of Impact Wrestling, Scott D'Amore.
Oh, wow.
See, that's one of the things, too, that I'm kind of proud of. You know, during this course, man, I mean, I've known Scott D'Amore for over, what, 5-6 years, just like, from, you know, doing the taping at Vegas and then coming out here to Tennessee. We've kind of, I would consider us good friends at this point, you know. Right. Like, he's an EP of Impact Wrestling. He doesn't need to do anything. Mm-hmm. He's choosing to come to Utah to do a tryout evaluation to scout talent, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things that I'm very proud about to bring to the region, because I think the West Coast does have a lot of untapped potential, and I think a lot of talent that needs to be seen. So the fact that I'm actually the guy to able bring that guy here to him, you know, just speaks volumes of what we got going on, you know.
Now, you said you were going to give us a little lesson, and you were going to give us a little something extra. What was that extra you were going to talk to me about? Are you going to surprise me here?
Yeah, so right now we have, this week we have Impact Wrestling coming, you know, doing the invasion. As of right now in October, we're bringing QT Marshall out, and he's going to do do something similar, a talent evaluation. So, and that's going to be, I can't spill a lot of details, but that's going to open up a lot more than just a talent evaluation of what we're trying to do here with the region. So, but October 9th and 10th, he will be out here.
Now, Manny, I've been trying to make the shows, and I still don't know whether I can make the show with Doc Gallows, but I would absolutely love to, because I've had all these health issues recently. But October, yeah. But you're also going to have Doc Gallows doing a special meet and greet at Marquesian Auto. I hope I got it right, because there's sometimes an advertiser on some of the radio stations around here. So, what's going to be with Doc when going to this meet and greet?
Yeah, so I mean, he wanted to do a free meet and greet, but I mean, he wants to, you know, get out there and meet the fans, you know, sell some merch, you know, come meet them, come buy some stuff, like. You know, like you said, we're talking about one of wrestling's biggest superstars. He's coming to your hometown, and, you know, he's willing to meet people for free, you know. Like, why not? Why not come check it out? Come say hi, you know.
You know, the one question I was thinking last night that, and maybe I'll have the chance to ask Doc about this, was when he was in New Japan, and the Bullet Club was so big, but they're in Japan. I don't think they realized how big of a following they had in wrestling fans back here in the States. I didn't know if, you know, what kind of feedback were they getting from fans in the United States, because Bullet Club was everywhere. They had a Bullet Club in Mexico. They had the Bullet Club for a short time doing stuff with the Young Bucks and stuff in ROH. And I didn't know what kind of feedback they were getting about how big they were, with their T-shirt sales being one of the biggest sellers in the entire world at that time. That's one of the things I just want to talk to him about. I just love talking wrestling, as you very well know. So,
yeah, I know for sure. I mean, the Bullet Club kind of took over, man. Like you said, they're in every single promotion right now. So, I mean, other than WWE, but
yeah. And you had Bullet Club there last night at AEW with Haku and his son that took on the Murder Hawk Monster. Wow. And, you know, I was sitting there. This kid, I mean, he looks fairly young, but boy, is he going to be a star.
Absolutely. Yep. I agree with that.
Yeah. So, one more time, what time will Doc Gallows be doing his meet and greet on Friday? That is the 6th, I think.
So, Friday, August the 6th. He's going to be doing the meet and greet at Marquesian Auto, Taylorsville. It'll be from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Then also later on that night, we do our little Groovy Bar show. He's going to be, he won't be making an appearance, but Sex Ferguson will be making a special appearance and doing a little meet and greet gig there as well.
And don't you have an AEW member that's also coming out to perform with you on Saturday night?
Yes, sir. And we're going to be announcing his opponent here very soon. But Aaron Solo from the Factory, one of QT Marshall's right-hand man will be in the house too. So,
and Manny, who are you going to be taking up against? Do you know yet?
I don't know, man. I more try to stay back and try to be a promoter and give these other guys an opportunity because,
I hear you, man.
You know, at the end of the day, like these people know who I am and they know what I bring to the table. Like I don't know if it makes sense, then I'll wrestle. You know, then I'll wrestle the names, but I mean, it doesn't do anything to me or my legacy at this point. You know what I mean? Like, I'm around all these guys all the time, right. So it doesn't. It, you know, and that's not a brag or anything, but it's like a lot of these guys are my friends now. It doesn't, like, I don't need to wrestle them to prove anything. You know?
Right.
So
how many people are you gonna do you have already lined up for your tryouts with Impact and Scott?
So right now we got 55 signed up. So,
wow. I didn't know there were that many performers around here.
Nah, man, they're coming from all over. We got a guy from Canada. We got one from Minnesota. We got a few coming in from Georgia. We got California, Texas, Arizona. So, I mean, that's the thing, too. It's like you never know who's going to show up to this because you got performers from all over the world coming in for it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, and that's one of the things that it brings legitimacy to Devotion, that we're able to host something like this just based on, proving my worth, myself. You know what I mean? So,
right. And you're still with Ohio Valley, is that correct? With Al Snow Academy?
Yeah, we're still doing Al Snow stuff. I mean, it's been a while since I've been out there. I mean, OVW is probably about 9 hours from us, so it's kind of tough to work that, especially with, like, you know, training and whatnot, because they do it on Thursday nights. Mm-hmm. And that's usually when Cody and QT and everyone is usually at the factory. So it's like you want to kind of be there to, you know, be in their presence.
Well, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time, Manny, but don't be surprised if I'm there either on Friday or Saturday. You know what, being me as a fan, I would just love to just sit there and watch all the trials, but I'm sure that, you know, there's going to be a lot of people there. But I just wanted to tell you once again how proud I am of you as an individual and how much work you're putting into making Salt Lake City something that people in the wrestling business will know about with Devotion, but also with the talent that is around here. Because I've seen several shows throughout my years here, and I think there's quite a bit of good talent that could move on, and this has given them an opportunity to be seen.
Agree. Yeah, and it gives them a platform, a chance. And that's the thing, too. It's like, hey, this is in your backyard. You want to show up and show it, you know? Like, that's what the tryout. It's going to be kind of I don't know if you remember watching Gut Check.
Yeah.
They did TNA Gut Check. It's going to be pretty much similar to that. So, you know, we'll probably do, like, do an opening, you know, opening warm-up drill, and then they'll go straight into matches, especially with how many people we got. They'll do a 30-second to a minute promo into a actual wrestling match. So, you know, I've tried my best to prepare everyone for that. So hopefully they bring their best promo and their best in-ring match. But,
well, I'm sure you're going to have quite a few of your students from Devotion that are going to be involved. And, of course, we're friends with quite a few of them, and we're just very proud of the work you did. I know Zane already has his tickets for Saturday night, but, you know, with the health issues I've had and the compression fracture in my back, and, I mean, I'm getting to be an old codger. And so I can't say I'm going to be there. I am trying my best, but I bet October you're going to see me there.
For sure, Dave. Yeah, man, if you can make it out, I mean, come to the tryout. Check out the chat. It's not open to spectators, but, you know, I'll let you come hang out, you know. So kind of see if you can make it, you know.
I can't make that decision until, like, Wednesday of next week, but I am going to give it a shot. And please give our best to Rekha, and we'll hopefully see you either at the auto place with Marquesian. I can't believe I can't pronounce their name because I see their ads. And then seeing you guys on their ads on TV also brings a smile to my face too. So that's fun.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I wanted to bring them the meet and greet, because, you know, hopefully it gets people on their lot and helps them out too. You know.
Yeah,
so.
Great guys. So. But if I, you know, I'm going to try my best, and I'll let you know ahead of time what's going on. But have a great show on Friday night. Luther's going to be there. That's a big name. And then you're going to have a lot of the Nightmare Factory wrestlers on Friday night in North Carolina. And then Saturday, once again, in Salt Lake City. and DCW. And I can't wait to get to see you again because we haven't been able to put the face-to-face for a long time. And I appreciate all you do for us, man.
I appreciate you, my man. Thanks for having me on again.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Wrestling was an essential service.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Correct!
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being.
Well, if you want a rematch, you aren't getting one.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Should I call him QT Marshall or Marshall?
QT Marshall. I love Burt Cheeseburgers. Right as of right now in October, we're bringing QT Marshall out. He's going to do do something similar, a talent evaluation. So, and that's going to be, I can't spill a lot of detail, but that's going to open up a lot more than just the talent evaluation of what we're trying to do here with the region. So, as of right now in October, we're bringing QT Marshall out, and he's going to do something similar, a talent evaluation. So, and that's going to be, I can't spill a lot of detail, but that's going to open up a lot more than just talent evaluation of what we're trying to do here with the region. So
I think that's all the time we have for today. But remember, my fireflies, as always, I'll light the way, and all you have to do is let me in.